president has taken the heat that Donald Trump has
taken. That is bulldog.
What are you doing today, sir?
I'm f***ing you up.
F*** InfoWars, f*** your followers. You're a f***ing fascist pig.
I don't like fascists. I don't like InfoWars. I don't like young Nazis.
Go f*** yourself.
Hey, why? Why? What's wrong with me?
Assault is not boy talk, motherfucker.
I didn't. Who did I assault?
What does it matter?
You're a white male!
F*** all you Zion bitches. F*** all you racist bitches.
The good old white days are over with. The good old white days are over with. Ain't no more of them days, bro.
These people are literally all humping me right now. I'm literally...
Are you a Christian pastor? This is mockery. What you're doing here is mockery, and you know it, and that's why you're kicking us off. That's why you called the cops on us. You don't have the power of God because you're not a godly man. I think you're a fraud.
Weren't you at the drag queen story?
My thanks, mother.
Weren't you at the drag queen story hour? Was that you? Was that you?
Go. How you doing today, chicken? You're out here protesting Trump. Let's have a real conversation. Why don't you like Trump?
There's so many reasons. I don't want to go into it. Run for wars because it's just not. I might tag.
What now?
I'm literally chasing a chicken. Got it live on video.
Young Nazis.
Whoa.
Yeah. You know what? If someone were to
You're behaving like a fascist.
No.
This guy's literally in my face right now.
Wait a minute. Who walked up to who?
You! I have it on tape. You literally just walked up to me. Oh, now you're trying to assault me?
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to assault me?
I'm going to.
What are you doing? Don't touch my equipment.
I'll cut your equipment.
You are a freak show. Oh, my God. Are you going to return that?
No.
Did you just lick my camera?
This dude just licked my camera.
What? Dude, seriously, do you realize how deranged you are? Like, you belong in a mental institution.
Do you make fart noises with your mouth?
That's a yes. That's the first answer we've gotten out here.
You don't like walls?
I don't like you.
Your mom doesn't like you either, does she?
Say that to my mom. She's watching.
I'm sorry he's your son. You did a shitty job.
Our president can grab a woman by the pussy. I can grab you by the balls.
She just grabbed my dick. Is that sexual assault?
Excuse.
Is that sexual assault?
Yes.
So you just sexually assaulted me?
I did assault you.
Should you be arrested?
Arrest me.
What's it like being a gay frog?
You should go ask the gay mafia in Hollywood.
Dude, I could push you over like a fucking toothpick. No, I don't want to assault you. That's why I want you to leave me alone. You're a fucking soy boy twig hanging out with your coward pussy friends. Why don't you take your mask off and meet me in a boxing ring? Your friends wouldn't recognize you afterwards. Oh my, what's your problem, man? Hi, have I seen you before somewhere? Mindless zombies.
Scoff! Scoff!
I could drop every single one of you. Look at this guy. This guy's a joke.
What don't you like about the travel ban? You.
That makes a lot of sense. First you march and say Trump is Hitler, and then you march and say turn the guns into the government, which is exactly what Hitler did.
Explain to me how Trump is like Hitler.
Getting so close.
What's that in my face? Just
insane. Seriously, you didn't want to have to deal with me today. I'm a loudmouth. I know that.
What? How do you look at yourself in the mirror?
With my two eyes. So this is Owen Schroyer from Infowars.com.
Thank you.
It's Friday, November 8th, 2019. This is the InfoWars.com War Room. Back in the host chair, I am Owen Troyer, trying to get back into this host chair mentality after being on the road in D.C. covering the Roger Stone case and other things developing over there. And you know, it is Friday, but I got a lot of guests coming up, so I'm not sure how many calls I'm going to take. Part of me thinks about maybe I just use the first hour to take calls since we have open segments here. But then Bryson Gray is going to be joining us in the second hour. Really exciting news for Bryson Gray. I mean, wow. How about the last year of his life? The MAGA challenge that he started 3 months ago, maybe, is now not only totally viral, but recognized by the president of the United States, Donald Trump, who is going to have, I guess, a party or some event for the winner to perform. So Bryson will be joining us. Looking forward to that. That's the point with Brandon. Recently got hit with some more censorship. In fact, my head is spinning right now. What is it? Did they take him off PayPal, guys? Is that what it was? Regular guest of the War Room. Of course, his channel, That's the Point with Brandon. Just great content he gets from going out on the streets. He likes to rough it up with them a little bit out there, too, when they get in his face and assault him. I mean, how dare he defend himself? So, yeah. You know, he's not allowed to engage in commerce now. He's a big thought criminal, so we're going to invite him on the show. And then we're working, we've efforted to get Millie Weaver on with us because of the breaking story that she's breaking right now at InfoWars.com, the election fraud the Democrats got caught red-handed in. And it's just funny because it actually explains everything when you look at what happened in Kentucky. And, you know, it's just like, I get in this weird thought pattern and I have to train myself not to do it. Or do I just do it anyway? It's like InfoWars told you they've been doing this stuff. And it's not just InfoWars. I mean, Project Veritas has reported on this, Breitbart News. I mean, it's been reported on. It's just frustrating. It never sticks. It's like I could sit here and break down this whole infighting going on in Conservative Inc. or whatever. Or people all of a sudden are deciding who gets to be considered a conservative and who doesn't. Very odd stuff. But again, we knew this was coming because we saw the tea leaves a while ago. It's the same people that didn't support Trump in the beginning. But I'm not even going to go down that road. We will be joined by Frank Kavanaugh in the third hour and hopefully also an update on the Roger case with Jacob Engels, who dared use his First Amendment free speech rights to talk about Roger Stone's trial. I mean, that's the big thing now. You talk about it and the corrupt bureaucracies and the corrupt judges and the corrupt establishment of D.C. comes after you and says, you don't get to talk. You're a slave in this town, in D.C. Amazing. So we'll get to all that. And part of me really may just open up phone lines in the first hour because I don't think I've taken calls all week because I haven't even been in the office. And it is Friday. It is radio tradition to do calls. I've got a whole stack of news how the Democrats are going to go after impeachment. And now you've got John Bolton, just as everyone would have told you, is turning coat on the president. He's going to testify. And this is the big new thing. Oh, John Bolton will get the president. I really need to have a list and print it off of all the names or places or theories or talking points that they have claimed would be the end of Donald Trump. I really should just have a list and just have it in front of me all day because John Bolton is now the latest to that list. John Bolton put his name on that list. He'll be red-linked on Drudge. He'll be on all the stories. He'll be the it's now John Bolton. He'll be the one to take down Trump. But who really is John Bolton? The same liberal progressives hated John Bolton during the Bush administration, and rightfully so. But they love him now. Isn't that funny? Well, I guess politics makes strange bedfellows indeed. But everybody saw this from Bolton. Bolton, an establishment hack, warmonger. And he didn't like getting fired in embarrassment. He didn't like all the memes of the war mustache. He didn't like how his reputation now is a war hawk, a warmonger, a walrus, a war walrus. Just shakes his big fat body up there into the White House and just plops it right on the desk. War! I want war! Trump's like, all right, you've got some experience. Let me hear you out. These big fat war walrus. We need to bomb these people and bomb these people. Bomb them over here. Invade them over here. Just bomb them all to hell. Trump's like, you know what? I promised the people I would stop these foreign wars. Bolton, I'm sorry. It's just not working out. And he was actually fired. And Trump basically just said, you can say you resigned. There's the war walrus. But now that's his reputation. So he's pissed. So he's got to get Trump now. Because, see, it's all about them. It's all about, to John Bolton, it's all about him. You know, everybody has to make sacrifices in life for whatever their goals are, their mission is, whatever they want to get accomplished. You have to make sacrifices. And so for John Bolton, it's all about him. It's not about, there's nothing bigger than John Bolton in John Bolton's mind. For me, it's like, people ask like, oh man, what's it like being banned everywhere, you know? It's like, well, you know, it sucks, but there's something bigger than me going on. That's the story. But there's nothing bigger than John Bolton in John Bolton's world. Just like there's nothing bigger than Hillary Clinton. I mean, yeah, Hillary Clinton's above the law. Just ask James Comey. But you don't even, to the average Democrat voter, I'm just getting off on this jag because it's incredible to see all the moves they make against Trump. None of them work, and yet the average absent-minded Trump hater falls for it every time. Every time. And so now it'll be Bolton. But man, there's so much to get to. I haven't even looked at the video list. Don Jr. on The View. And by the way, we'll play these clips maybe on the next side because this is why liberals never actually engage in dialogue. This is why liberals and Democrats never actually will take a debate stage with a polar opposite minded commentator or narrator or reporter or ideologue or activist. Because they get wrecked every time. And Don Jr. went on The View and just, I mean, like, if you've ever seen Zorro, the old Disney show, I loved watching it as a kid. Zorro showed up and took care of the scene and then put a Z right there and at the end of it. Said, that's mine now. See? Zorro was here. Just done. Like nothing. That's what Zorro does. So I'm going to actually do this on the other side, and maybe I'll open to the phone lines. But see, this is why they censor conservatives. This is why they censor Trump supporters. This is why they never engage in intellectual debate. This is why they never engage in dialogue. This is why the average, thought leader or whatever, the average leftist group will come up and say, don't talk to InfoWars. Don't talk to them. Well, why? Because they know they can't even step in the ring with us. It's like intellectually, we're heavyweight champions of the world. They're JV wrestling squad on a good day. We're Mike Tyson. They're like that old midget who used to go out in WWE and get tossed around.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Come over and see the fake news. Let's go.
Oh, this is the greatest.
I just told him I've got to come over and see the fake news. Let's go.
I love this Trump. And look at the military men he was just meeting with in the background. A bunch of his supporters there in D.C. Classic Trump clip here. I'm amazed this hasn't gone more viral yet. I guess he gets off Marine One. He goes, he talks to some people there, you know, that are obviously supporters of him, shake some hands. I think, I'm not sure what uniforms those are. Maybe Navy uniforms? Anyway, he talks to some servicemen then. And then you can see they're all laughing. He goes, I got to talk to the fake news. And they all die laughing. This is just the best. I got to talk to you guys in the fake news. Let's go. And he does the whole jacket. He's like, I'm sick of these fake news people, but I got to come over here anyway. So that was President Trump this morning. Yeah, President, we're all pretty fed up. We're all pretty fed up with the fake news because now they try to use fake news to influence elections. They obviously use fake news to start wars, justify wars. They use fake news to scare people to giving more of their liberties and independence to the government and now lie about impeachment. And this is where we're at. But, you know, I said I would go to these Don Jr. clips, so I want to do that. It's really amazing here. I've got so many clips. You know what? Okay, and I think, do they have the one where she talks about Roman Polanski too? Okay, that's already on here too. So let's go to some of these Don Jr. But again, no. This is why they never will put conservatives on the air with liberals, because every time the liberal gets their lunch handed to them, they get wrecked. And then what happens? Joy Behar ends up lying on air. Whoopi Goldberg ends up lying on air. They all did. Whoopi Goldberg sat there and stared at Ted Danson doing blackface and didn't say boo. And then John Jr. says, you know, Joy, you did blackface back in the day. She goes, no, I didn't. The photo's out there. It's like, they think you're stupid. But they know at the top now, they're shutting down accounts on Twitter. They're shutting down accounts on YouTube and Facebook that will report any of this truth, any of these news stories. So let's go to clip 14. Here is Don Jr. reminding Joy Behar about her blackface.
Joy, you've worn blackface. Whoopi,
no, you I said I'm that sorry, Roman I'm Polanski. Sorry, I'm sorry, and don't.
You said
do
that
it.
Roman Polanski. It wasn't rape when he raped a child. So let's talk about this.
So you want to bring this up? The question came up.
I did not go in blackface. Please.
No, she was not in blackface.
Thank you.
That is me.
My word. What year is the circle?
I was 29.
There she is.
It was a Halloween party. I went as a beautiful African woman.
But she says, I wasn't in blackface. That's a lie. You know, Don Jr., I don't know how he does it, but it's like it's like a fencer. Like, he gets in there and he's just like, on guard, and just pokes him twice and then steps back, and then they just start flailing. It's like, I never wore blackface. Whoopi's like, oh, you want to talk about Roman Polanski? Oh! And then Don Jr. just like, yes, go ahead, please. That's why they cannot have them on. And then here's Behar in clip 12 getting frustrated at the fact that Don Jr. is actually winning over her brainwashed audience.
Doing that.
I don't regret doing it. No, I don't think I should have to forego my First Amendment rights. It's out there. I read it in an article. I've been reading it for a week. I saw it on the Drudge Report. Like, this is not some secret, but to say, because it's Donald Trump Jr., because he's an outspoken guy, why was there no outrage when Drudge Report, which is a major website, the largest aggregator.
Yeah, calm down. We're in control of you, audience. Shut up and sit down and think what we want you to think.
No problem with that.
So, but again, The average audience member of The View is probably just completely ignorant politically. And they're just into the pop culture thing. They're into the celebrity thing. And it's okay. Yeah, Joy Behar said it. Cool. She's on TV. She's on The View. Well, here's Don Jr. They know about Don Jr. They've heard of Don Jr. Are they invested any way in Don Jr. or the politics? Probably not. But they trust the host of The View, these good women. They trust them. They're trendy. They're cool. They're celebrities. They care about you. And so now here's Don Jr. actually winning over the audience. And Joy Behar's like, stop it. Stop it. This isn't a MAGA rally. Stop it. Stop it. Calm down. I mean, it's just they are projecting everything they are in this interview. It's amazing. Here, let's go to this one now. Let's go to this one now in clip 17 where they deny calling Trump to be impeached. And so someone went and found the clip. One clip of dozens, but again, they're just bold-faced liars. They don't think you do the research. They know that InfoWars is banned off the internet, so you'll never see this broadcast. So that's why you need to share it. So here is The View lying about not talking about impeachment.
Nevertheless, when you look at this facts and you look at the circumstance, you look at, in fact, even on this show, the first day after the election, they said, and now let's start with impeachment. This has been something that's been going, it's been a concerted effort by a lot of people who are disappointed by the results of the election to undo it and remove a duly elected president of the United States, number one. Number two, when you look, well, it was on the show on November 9th.
But no, actually, it wasn't.
Now, here's Whoopi about to be caught in a lie.
He's not going to do anything
he says. Well, if he doesn't, we can kick his ass out.
He's going to build a wall.
Oh, the day after the election.
There is such a thing called impeachment.
Oh, no, Whoopi. Oh, Whoopi Goldberg. Here, no. You know what? Let's just totally destroy Whoopi Goldberg in the last clip here. In clip 16, talking, standing up for Roman Polanski, who is raping people.
I know it wasn't rape.
Oh.
Yeah, there was a
statutory
I
child molest, maybe. I'm not sure it was something.
Why are you sticking up for a rapist, Whoopi Goldberg?
When we get all the information, somebody will tell me in my ear.
What is this? All right. Get her off the screen. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a shadowy figure lurking in the background here who may be coming on air. It could be the Voldemort of news. But seriously, I guarantee you there'll never be another conservative on The View. That's it. Because Whoopi Goldberg just got exposed as a rape supporter with Roman Polanski. Whoopi Goldberg got exposed as a liar, lying about impeachment. Joy Behar and Whoopi Goldberg both exposed as a liar when Joy wore blackface. So Don Jr. and Don Jr. won over their audience. And that's the real crime. So they'll never let another conservative back on The View. That's it. Don Jr. just canceled The View for conservatives. All right. So we got through the Don Jr. clips. I got more news to get to. We got a break coming up here. But folks, I haven't even plugged yet, and we got to pay the bills around here. We got a big crew, and we need more. We got a lot of plans coming up for the 2020 election, and we need more people to help execute them. So get to InfoWarsStore.com.
We interrupt
still
scheduled programming with Popeye's Apocalypse. Coming up live, Popeye's Apocalypse. Popeye's Apocalypse. Tell people don't tune in now. Don't tune in now.
Folks, we've had an interference. I think we're being taken over here. I don't know what's happened. It could be Russian forces, folks. It could be Russian collusion. I'm not sure. We'll be right back.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. Warning.
This broadcast
is not for the weak-minded.
It's The War Room
with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
I thought it was a joke when I heard people were literally fighting over a Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich. But it's very real. And the story from InfoWars.com is linked on Drudge Report right now. Popeye's chaos, angry Americans fight over coveted chicken sandwich.
Wow. This on my show today when you did a great job with this, but I never got around to it. But it really ties into Black Friday coming up, the hysteria, the craziness. So I will be joining you in studio next segment to shoot the live broadcast of the Popeye's Apocalypse. And then we'll be able to post that article, that video in the Drudge Report viral article that is going viral right now. It's the top link on the left-hand side of drudgereport.com. And I've really dropped the ball, not covering that, but all the massive election fraud, them stealing the election in Kentucky, us catching them. I mean, literally InfoWars reporters catching them red-handed. And then the Washington Post saying, arrest me for not worshiping the judge up there. It is all coming up, but I've really dropped the ball. So thank you for letting me come on the vaunted War Room. But this key broadcast coming up at T-minus 10 minutes, next segment, the Popeyes apocalypse. The Popeyes apocalypse. Seriously, this ties into everything. Let's get some Black Friday rioting video ready as well, because I want to tie all this together and explain this is how the zombie apocalypse will end with something like this. It could be triggered by Popeyes. And then next Monday, I'm going to do something very special, a major Popeyes announcement on my broadcast Monday. And I'm not joking when I say this. A new sandwich will be announced on Monday. A new sandwich for Popeyes will be announced on Monday. That is very, very important. So I'll be with you in just a few minutes, Owen. Back to you and the epic event with the View and everything with Don Jr. on there.
There's a cartoon, Popeye the Sailor Man. I've never seen Popeye and Alex Jones in the same room at the same time. Not insinuating anything here, but...
No, you're right, you're right. Popeye the Sailor Man became Bill Hicks, became Alex Jones.
I have seen a whole pantry full of spinach at InfoWars, though. So I don't know who's eating that spinach in mass quantities.
You know what I like? I like the studio shot we've got in here. Let's go to that studio shot real quick. Look at this. Lavish studio shot in here. Look at that. And then we can walk around over here. Walk around into here. Look at this. Hey! Now I'm coming into this studio right here. That's what happens when I'm on air too much. Had way too much coffee.
Alex.
You want to see a flying monkey?
Alex. Here. Tell the audience.
You see a show,
hold on.
Inside?
Tell the audience.
Actual footage inside the court? Who else dares do that?
I don't want to air that on the War Room, Alex. I'm afraid. I'm scared. I'm scared of Amy Jackson Lee or Berman Jackson.
The next segment's the Popeye Apocalypse.
I think
the Popeye's Apocalypse is so big, I'm going to go put a sports jacket on.
Berman Jackson will have me hung just for mentioning her name on air. So I'm not playing it, Alex. I won't do it. I'm afraid. I'm afraid of that corrupt judge.
You want me to show you the footage?
No, Alex. I'm scared, man. She'll have me hung.
All right.
She's.
I will take over the War Room, so it's not your fault.
No, Alex. No, they're gonna hang Roger. You know it. We have to be afraid of this woman and worship her.
Listen. Stop it. Just to get a hold of yourself.
No, I will worship Judge Jackson. She is a queen.
On your knees.
She is royalty.
Get over here in front of the thing. Bow to her. Get up and get on your damn knees to her and apologize.
Please.
In front of the studio.
Please, Judge Jackson.
Here, you take. Get on your knees, guys.
Please,
come on.
Judge Jackson, please.
Get on your knees.
Please, Judge Jackson.
That's
please.
More like it. TV viewers, just get on the ground.
Judge Jackson.
Get on the ground, boy.
Please, Judge, please.
That's right. Now, Judge symbolically, Jackson, lick her boots.
Judge Jackson, save me from Alex Jones.
Terror. Dirty American. See that? That's professional right there. That's what Judge Jackson does to you, you dirty American.
I love you,
hey,
Judge
seriously,
Jackson.
Let me go put a sports jacket on. I got to honor your show more.
I love you, Judge Jackson.
Hey, let's get serious. Let's get serious. We got to cover the Popeye's apocalypse when we come back. I'm going to get over here. And then in the first 5 minutes for your big guest that Trump's having the big White House contest with, huge guest coming up, we're going to show the footage. But I will take over the War Room so you don't get in trouble with the judge. So when you're on that first 5 minutes of the next hour, we will play the footage of inside the courtroom.
Saw it, Alex. No one will talk about Judge Jackson.
Washington Post. They want me arrested.
No, you saw it. No, James Comey said nobody in their right mind would prosecute Hillary Clinton. No one in their right mind would talk bad about Judge Jackson.
Listen to me. The judge that's in the Washington Post, they want me arrested. We're actually not joking about that. If they're mad about that, wait till they see the footage of the judge actually instructing the jury on what she wants them to do.
No, wait a second. If I disavow it before I air it and I say, Alex Jones is a bad man.
No, the judge hasn't done anything wrong. She's not going to have anything to hide once we show this footage. Nobody's going to, stop. I got to get back in there. Got to get the footage queued up, okay? Relax. We'll be right back, okay? It's all right.
It's just,
guys, give me a chair and stuff in here for the next segment.
It's just, I know
first,
the
it's
power.
Going to be the Popeye's apocalypse. Stop it, Owen. Stop fearing this woman. We'll show the footage in the courtroom. Surreptitiously shot by a pin cam, but it's still color.
I know the power of Judge Jackson. She'll have anybody hung, and don't you dare question it either. She's God. I mean, she might as well, be God.
Let's just say this.
She's like Hillary, but like...
She can actually fly around.
But she's like...
Listen, stop.
I just, relax. You haven't felt
relax.
Her power. You haven't felt her power, Alex.
Owen, I was in her presence. I have seen the footage in the courtroom and her instructing the jury.
Alex, I wasn't supposed to say this, but like there was a, you know, there's a lot of rats in D.C. A little rat ran across the courtroom. I thought it was her pet. She just, her laser eyes just incinerated it. She mustn't have been hungry. She just felt that. She just had that urge for destruction, you know? Like she just really liked to watch it.
You like that tongue?
That's actually kind of the Hillary
tongue. Wait a minute. Was that a menage a trois right there?
It might have been, actually. Oh, that's probably that's probably the order it went down, too. That's the order it went down.
It's a family show. I'm not going to say they doubled
her. All right, okay.
All right.
Well, this isn't a Brett Kavanaugh case. If it was then, you could say anything. Then anything's a fair say.
Or whatever likes this beer.
All right, I'm hoping that Judge Berman Jackson doesn't come through and just break into the ceiling here. Because how dare Alex Jones? I mean, seriously, folks, I'm trying to stop Alex Jones from his First Amendment right now because Judge Jackson. I mean, she basically is the orator now of free speech. So, but in all seriousness, folks, we're going to be right back with Alex to look at this Popeyes video. I didn't even believe it. I'm not even kidding you. I did not even believe it. And, I mean, obviously it's real, but it is... It's the same vein. Alex wants to tie it in with the Black Friday that'll come up here in a couple weeks. But to me, it's more like this is what you'll see if there's ever a food shortage. This is what you'll see if America ever goes into a communist country or full socialist where the government is in charge of food allotments and the food production and everything. It's game over, folks. I mean, the Popeyes war is Bernie Sanders and... Cortez's dream world. That's their pipe dream. And that's what'll happen is you'll have food riots. It's like Bernie Sanders shot a video with an empty shelf behind it with no food on it. It's like that's what happens in communist countries.
Well, they can't help but tell the truth.
So I think that the Popeyes video is what will happen in the Bernie Sanders world, in the AOC world. That's what they want. But it'll be loving because, you see, there's less carbon emissions now. And so, yeah, 5 people died over a chicken sandwich, but that's good. That's good because that's less carbon. And you know, it's just good for people to just die. And then we'll actually turn those dead bodies into food, too. And you can eat that because it's stopping global warming. You know what? Since we got Rashida Tlaib on the screen, I'm going to do this now because I don't know if I'll even have time to get to it. It's really the number one story I was going to cover today. Hamtramck student alleges he was sexually assaulted by a school employee who happens to be a top Democrat activist. Oh, going to Hillary rallies, going to Rashida Tlaib events. Literally, he was so high up he could get on the stage with them. So this guy's right in there with the Democrat Party, sexually abusing a mentally ill high school kid. Ibrahim Alajim, 37, is charged with 2 counts of criminal sexual conduct with mentally disabled victim, a top Democrat activist. Just like Jacob Schwartz. This is who these people are.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Drudge.
Alex, what is the problem? That there's going to be bread lines,
we back.
Lines. We're on right now. There's no problem. People are going to die and fight each other for chicken sandwiches. That's good. That's communism. That's what we want. There's nothing wrong with that.
I have to come back later. I don't have my article.
Alex, it doesn't even matter. Just admit that you want to see people dying for chicken sandwiches because that's why you like Bernie.
What I admit is I need the article that's on DrudgeReport.com.
Hey, by the way...
People riot for the sandwiches. I've got to have this.
All right, Alex is going to riot here.
I'll just come back at the end of the hour.
But by the way, Alex, seriously, Alex. Alex, just relax. You've been on air 10 hours.
I've got this OCD thing now. I know.
Okay.
This is actually me throwing a fit.
All right, he's going to be right back.
No, I can't do it now.
On Infowars.com... On Infowars.com, there is a story. We have a story top linked on Drudge. People are fighting over chicken sandwiches at a Popeyes restaurant. But, you know, I mentioned the story of a top Democrat activist being charged with sexual assault of a mentally disabled high school boy. And I've been out of the office the last couple of days in D.C. covering this. Kellen McBreen runs into the studio in the break. This is why the writers are always tuned in here. He says, hey, man, check this out. We covered that the other day. Check it out at Infowars.com. So I've got Kellen McBreen's story. It's even worse than I thought. This looks like a rigged judge. As Alahim, a top Democrat activist working for Clinton and Sanders, sexually abusing mentally ill high school boys, gets a $1,000 bond. $1,000. Folks, that's like a... Oh. So it's even worse than I thought. And of course, the story was at Infowars.com. So it's kind of like, hey, there's some people upset about a Popeye sandwich. It's like, no, it's worse. They're literally rioting and fighting. It's like, it's at Infowars.com. They won't cover it anywhere else.
Well, let's break this down. I want to get serious now and roll some of these videos. There's four of them. We'll just start with the first one here in a moment. And I've linked this up on the story at Infowars.com. It's the top story up on the left-hand side of Drudge. And as soon as we're done being live here, I'm going to take this clip and put it up there because it's very, very important. So why is this so important? Popeye's chaos, angry Americans fight over coveted chicken sandwich. There's a PR firm here in Austin that started this national hysteria that it's the ultimate elixir. It's like the fountain of youth. It's like meeting God. It's just absolution. It's like what the Dalai Lama, you know, basically gives to Bill Murray in Caddyshack is complete absolute consciousness. The truth is, most of the offices had them. One was brought to me last time they were out. It's not a very good chicken sandwich. The spicy one's okay. There are all sorts of little mom and pop ones that are much, much better. I would say the Chick-fil-A is way better, and it's still just okay. I don't like fast food. But this is purely hype, like Obama was pure hype. Now, it's also pure hype that Trump is this horrible demon, that anybody that supports him is a racist, so you can knock him over the head with your bike lock or whatever. And so you see people just like on Black Friday, which most of the big stores doesn't have the best deals of the year. Some of the worst deals on average. We actually have good deals on Black Friday, some of the best. So it's all hype. It's the perception over reality. So this is really, really important. You tie it into all the Black Friday rioting that we're about to see as well. It's truly sickening. Will they riot for their Second Amendment? Will they riot for a better trade deal with China so we're not deindustrialized? Will they riot because Satanism and pedophilia is being taught to their children? Will they riot because China is shipping thousands of tons of fentanyl into the U.S. enough to kill the whole world multiple times over? No.
Wait, will they riot about being spied on all the time? Riot about rigged courts? Riot about rigged impeachments?
No, they won't. So let's go ahead and go to the first clip. Man fatally stabbed over chicken sandwich. Then there's women being body slammed. The people crashing cars into each other. Let's just start going through the clips. Here they are. Powerful. And as you can see right there on screen, there is just that amazing moment where they're stabbing each other.
So here they are in a drive-thru, literally fighting in a drive-thru. Guy gets out of his truck, starts throwing fists. He's barefoot. Now he's on the ground, punching him on the ground. People are standing by, hoping that this won't affect their order for a chicken sandwich. Even the woman, looks like the woman was about to get out and start.
And here's the stabbing. So this is the particular type of stuff that is going on the phone. Let's get some audio here, guys.
Like, yeah, we're just going to go into Popeye's and just take it over.
And again, it's being reported, and we have the links to these articles. These are people, time and time again, who cut in line, who got a sandwich ahead of them. This guy supposedly cut in line. They're mad over a stinking sandwich.
But, Alex, I honestly think it's more than this. We see the same thing happening to police in New York. It's like this new gang and mentality, this new entitlement gang mentality. Where it's like, oh, we have the right to act like a fool in Popeyes and steal chicken. Oh, we have the right. We are justified to go desecrate police vehicles and throw milk cartons at police and milkshakes at people. It's like the same thing with these Trump haters. It's a weird gang mentality.
Yeah, the media has basically pushed civil war. And so now it's just kill each other for no reason, attack each other because you're different colors, attack each other because you cut in line over a sandwich. And it all shows the hype, the hysteria, whatever the media tells certain lowest common denominator, poor black people, poor white people, trendies, leftist on universities. They're just attacking everybody, Antifa, all of this. And they fight all the way outside. I mean, people don't fight this hard for anything. People don't even care if their kids walk out in traffic. Let's go to the next clip. There's a bunch of them here. I was going through order of them, but I think we're out of order. There's one here where a woman gets body slammed outside of a Popeyes, and then everybody just whoops and hollers and then leaves. Maybe we can roll that footage.
Throws a trash can over the counter. Now it's just an all-out brawl.
And everybody always just videotapes this. It's like young people get stabbed. Everybody just stands there and watches.
That's part of it, too, is like get your video on WorldStar.
Well, that's the one I want was the clip when I came in here. That's why I wanted to wait till next hour to get these lined out. You know what? I'm going to come back at the end of the next hour. I'm going to do this again because I'm OCD and I want to come in here and I want to execute this and I want to roll these for people because it's really important and I really want to get into some deep conversations about this. That's why I may just have to come up here tomorrow and do a show by myself. Your show's great, Owen, but I was going to, you know, do some other stuff. But, you know, the big thing here is the footage of the woman getting body slammed. But I'll be back. You can keep going. I'll go look into that.
So, these people have been taught to believe that they're in some sort of social dire straits and they need to act like, you know, they're actually living in a real world Venezuela type situation when there's literally, you look at the videos, there's whole dinner dish pans and food trays of chicken breasts and chicken tenders and all this stuff, like so much food for everybody. But no, we have to come in and throw a riot. I'm entitled to a chicken sandwich. I'm entitled. I'm going to come back over the counter. I'm going to beat your ass. I'm going to stand in the drive-thru and I'm going to kick your ass over a chicken sandwich. And I literally told this story how I was at a barbecue joint in Nashville and this guy gets in line, gets a plate of food, and then just tries to walk out with it, just claiming it. What? It's entitled to me. And because the chef was black, he literally looks at the chef and says, how are you going to let me go hungry? And the guy's like, what are you talking about, dude? I have a job here. This is my restaurant. I'm going to go hungry at your expense. You're stealing from me. But it's the same mentality. It's all about I'm entitled to this. And it reaches the left on the bench. I'm entitled to shut down your free speech. I'm entitled to hold you in contempt of court. No, you're not, woman.
Well, we used to, people were informed by society and culture. In the past, people understood that if you ran over other people's rights, yours would be overrun. So what's happening is civilization is failing. Civilization is falling. And what we're witnessing here is the accelerated collapse of civilization. Then you study the globalists. They want a collapse of civilization. They have a plan to consolidate global control out of the collapse of civilization. Yeah, let's play this with audio. World Star Hip Hop. Let's back this up. Please roll.
Oh, shit.
And again, without audio now, let's roll this again. Okay, this is a woman, comes out obviously already being hit with her hair over her head. We thought it might be a transgender, but we look carefully. It's an older woman, hard to believe, and that grabs the woman and is trying to leave, body slams her, and then World Star Hip Hop thinks this is really awesome. Everybody's celebrating it and talking about how great it is. And again, imagine if a bunch of white people attacked a old brown woman. It would be national riots because the media would hype it up.
Alex, you just had the video. The kid got kidnapped. They put a gun to his head. That white guy had him in the car. 2 years ago, you had the people in Chicago kidnap that mentally ill white kid, torture him.
Well, the point is that white people have done stuff like this, too, and it's wrong when anybody does it. But it's being hyped up by the media, and they're acting like somebody else.
Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Folks, we take a lot of risks here at Infowars. And, I mean, we've got exclusive footage from inside a courtroom that they've deemed is so it's so secretive, you're not even allowed to talk about it. If you do, you could be threatened with arrest. I mean, you know, we don't know where they go next.
Well,
but
let's put the article on screen from yesterday. Washington Post, former Obama prosecutors are saying they want me put in jail, ladies and gentlemen, saying that I was trying to threaten the jury. That's preposterous. That's insane. They're also saying we had a Grim Reaper on the show to threaten them. That was about Jeffrey Epstein. We said that's crazy. One of the producers today had a grizzly bear on her shirt. She wasn't threatening the jury with a grizzly bear. But seriously, the judge has been trying to keep everybody not talking about the jurors, even though that's under the First Amendment. You're supposed to know what's going on and who's being picked, because you don't want, say, Bill Clinton on the jury against Roger Stone. Well, an Obama official being on there would be wrong, too. So that got exposed. So the judge took that person off, and they're really, really mad that we're not letting them sit there and not let the American people be informed. But you're a little scared about this because, you know, there's not supposed to be cameras in the courtroom. Well, Owen, I think people have a right to hear what the judge was saying to the bailiffs and to some of the people from the prosecution who are trying to railroad Stone. So this is not you doing this. This is me. But ladies and gentlemen, the interest of the First Amendment, here it is. This is actual footage of Judge Jackson instructing her, the folks that work for her. Here it is.
Forest and bring me that girl and her dog. Do what you like with the others, but I want her alive and unharmed. They'll give you no trouble, I promise you that. I've sent a little insect on ahead to take the fight out of them. Take special care of those ruby sippers. I want those most of all. Now fly! Fly!
Didn't know Virginia was so mountainous.
She was right, though, Alex. I'll be no trouble. She threatens the First Amendment, and she threatens justice. I won't be any trouble for her. She's right. I'll bow. I will bow.
Here comes the Washington Post, BuzzFeed, CNN. They want that First Amendment. They want that freedom of the press. They want that speech. Here they come. Got those federal bailiffs coming for me.
They're coming for everyone.
Yep. Get them. Get that evil American. Get Lady Justice. The judges after that. Oh, yeah.
Well, we'll take that Second Amendment.
Absolutely. They got her now.
And that's it.
Look at that terrorist dog. Aha, yeah.
That one kind of looked like Schiff.
Don't you mess with Judge Jackson, boy.
I won't. She has shown me that she is an authoritarian dictate who will stop at nothing to destroy my civil liberties and my God-given rights. So yeah, Alex, I mean, this corrupt, this queen, goddess Judge Jackson, I would never, I never want to offend her. I want to be clear, that was not my footage. I don't know who got that footage. And if Judge Jackson says, you know, to
well,
jump
well, what are we
going to
do next here? I mean, you know, the Grim Reaper, you know, it's horrible.
No, I mean, I think that pretty much, I think that they should actually twist and contort everything that you've ever said to make you look bad. That's
oh, wait,
the only
there's
way.
A spear right here.
Oh. Wait, is that a Spartan? Is that a Spartan warrior?
Yeah.
Oh, geez, they used to just slaughter people in mass. That's clearly a threat. Oh my gosh, I'm screwed. Oh, please, Judge Jackson, please. Washington.
We've got one behind you. That's another
please,
one.
Please, Washington Post.
Well, the Ninth Circuit ruled that the American flag is a hate symbol.
Please, Washington Post.
It can be banned in public schools. You've got a white supremacist symbol right there.
How can I? What do I have to do to be? I will beg the Washington Post to be. I don't want them to destroy me, Alex. They're so powerful over there at the Washington Post with and the New York
Times. Get on your knees right down there. Get on your knees and lick their boots.
Can I get a... Please, Judge... Oh, there she... Please! Please, Judge Amy Berman.
Look how powerful she is. You know, she walks, she snorts and cackles, we're told, and she just struts around like this, look. Just super powerful. So that's what we need.
You do a pretty good interpretation. Do you have a laser eye to destroy your enemies physically, like she does? She can literally shoot a beam out of her eye if she wants to. She's threatened us with it. She said, I will shoot laser beams out of my eyes.
Oh, no, when she threatens to arrest people over their free speech, that's not a threat.
That's loving. No, that's her protecting
big,
free
powerful,
speech.
Evil governments out of control aren't scary or anything.
gentlemen. All right, I know that everybody is worried about Alex right now, but it's okay. It's okay. His mind is literally he's on overdrive, folks. It's like a race car engine that's done 500 laps, needs to be shut down before it overheats and explodes. So we've commandeered Alex. He's channeling the forefathers and the founding fathers and all the great men and women that have preceded us to give us freedom and liberty. And he will be back, guaranteed. He cannot be stopped or held down. All right, we're going to be joined by Bryson Gray here in just a minute with big, big news. You may have heard this, but I don't believe Bryson has done any interviews since this big news. So I'm excited to have him on here in just a minute. I'm also excited for this. We have had toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com for, I think, about 2 years now, maybe even three. Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. I switched to it, and the amazing thing about the Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste that we have is, for me, someone who has a history in the family of gum issues with inflammation and stuff like that, and I probably don't floss enough, but Super Blue was great for me with the gum issues that I had been suffering with for so long. And I mean, I don't want to get too graphic, but you know how it is. And I used to go to the dentist and they'd floss me and, you know, I'd have some blood. I mean, I'll just leave it right there. And ever since I started doing the fluoride-free Super Blue from InfoWarsStore.com, our toothpaste, that never happened again. Healthiest gums ever. Well, so that was already a breakthrough for Super Blue and InfoWarsStore.com with our new toothpaste. We've got a brand new toothpaste. I didn't even know this was coming. And so when I showed up back in studio today and Alex was talking about this and he's cut a special report, this is really exciting stuff because the new thing in toothpaste is whitening, right? Everybody, now that they have new things to whiten your teeth, everybody wants to get the whitening toothpaste. So it's kind of replacing everything else. And so we've now launched the brand new Super Blue toothpaste with whitening. Now, can we pull that up, guys, on the screen? Here's the exciting thing about this. It's kind of like what we did originally with Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste when we added the nascent iodine and the nano silver. That was game-changing for toothpaste. Well, we've done it again with Super Silver whitening toothpaste. Let me explain why. So, okay, everybody's got the whitening, right? So you say, well, what's the big deal, Schroyer? Everybody has the whitening. Oh, we have the coral calcium carbonate. You say, what's that? Exactly. A lot of people would be shocked to find out that you can actually regrow is not the right term, but it's for audience purposes, you probably understand it as you can basically regrow your teeth. But basically you just rematerialize your teeth. I mean, nubs can be brought back to life, essentially. That is what is going to be game-changing about this. So we had the first Super Blue, which was game-changing with the nascent iodine and the silver. Now, Super Silver toothpaste with whitening and the coral calcium carbonate. And just look into that for yourself, folks. I had people coming to me, and I don't know if this was actually going on in the production of this project, brand new Super Silver, but people come to me saying, hey, because I've had some teeth knocked out playing sports and such, and people say, hey, do you know you can actually regrow your teeth? And I'm like, you can't regrow teeth. They're like, okay, well, you can remineralize it, and there's all these different things. And so people are now learning that that's actually the real thing. So we're rolling that out in a toothpaste. Now, you can look up all the ingredients and everything for yourself, but I haven't used Super Silver yet. But if it's as game-changing for me with my oral health as Super Blue was, this is a really exciting time here for us to launch Super Silver. So I'm gonna probably have to commandeer a tube of that before I leave the office and come back and give a review. We have no reviews. It's brand new today to InfoWarsStore.com. Introductory rate of 25% off. So you can get Super Silver right now for $14.95, which, by the way, I mean, it's a big tube. You go to your favorite grocery store or whatever, you get your toothpaste, and the top shelf brand is going to be, you know,
$20, $25. This is the top shelf toothpaste. If they let it in your favorite grocery store, convenience store, whatever, it would be on the top shelf. It'd be number one. They'd probably, if they had to do something like this, it'd be marked up like $30. We sell it for $15. And so our measurement is, let's sell 10,000 tubes of Super Silver toothpaste and let's try to make $5 a piece. And let's sell them as fast as possible and then redo that. And that's our thought. Not, well, let's try to sell 10,000 over time and maybe try to make $15 a piece. Well, that's not how it works around here. We don't have that patience. We don't have that time, quite frankly. We got to refill the engines on a daily basis, ladies and gentlemen. So, InfoWarsStore.com, Super Silver Toothpaste launches today, and it's 25% off. Do you want to expand on the note you just gave me? Because apparently Bryson Gray is not going to be able to come on with us today. Okay. So originally Brandon was going to be Skyping in from a Trump event live to the show. I was looking forward to that. But apparently he's not going to be able to do that anymore. And you said he was going to reschedule for Monday. He's going to come on with us. We'll try to get him on Monday. But the news is, President Trump this morning announced that he was going to take the MAGA challenge into the White House. And this was launched by @SiriusVersVodka, Bryson Gray on Twitter. And you basically do like a minute and a half rap about your support for Trump. He retweets it. They all went viral. It was a huge hashtag for at least a month. And the president just brought it back and has now said the winner will be in the White House to perform. So it's going totally viral. Bryson's at a Trump event right now. Do you know what group it? I think it was it what group he was with? Blacks for Trump, you said? So it's just going to go even more viral now. And it's amazing. You know, I tell you, I am so sick and tired of hearing how Trump is a racist. And if you tuned into the War Room Wednesday, I'm standing outside of the White House, bullhorning and interviewing people. And this black guy comes up, and it was a great conversation, but he comes up and he starts saying how Trump is a racist, how I'm a racist, how all white people are racist. And I'm like, you know, I don't even want to get into the personal thing, dude. Okay. But like I said to him, are you aware that Trump has hosted black conferences, black groups? I mean, more black people I've ever seen in the White House than ever before. It's all been under Trump. And the guy calls me a liar. I mean, what? It's like, what the hell, man? This is what the censorship is all about. This is the role of the mainstream news. Because the average person isn't going and looking for news, folks. Honestly, you want to know the sad truth? This is the average person probably right now. Wake up, watch porn, go to work. Eat fast food, drink fluoride. Come home, watch more porn, and then watch some, you know, popular pop culture mainstream TV show like The Daily Show or some crap. Or CNN, you know, is on at every restaurant in the airport. I mean, that's the average individual. So when it's like, I mean, not trying to be rude, it's like, hey, dumbass. Hey, porn addict. Hey, drug head. Hey, pill head. Excuse me, sorry. Trump is not a racist. You're like, I've seen it all over. I mean, T.I. said he's a racist. The View said he's a racist. Don Lemon said he was a racist. Saturday Night Live said he was a racist. He's a racist. It's like, well, did you see all the black conferences that he's hosted? He hasn't hosted any black people at the White House, you liar. How can you defeat that? How can I defeat lies with truth if somebody never wants to see the truth? They have blinders on. Mainstream media blinders.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
right, I'm going to open up the phone lines. Look at me in here. I'm lost. That's not the right phone number, guys. Let's get that phone number updated for the War Room. I'm going to open up the phone lines here, take your calls about anything we've discussed. I got a bunch of news to get to, too. And we still got great guests coming up. It's just like, my head is just spinning from all this news. And, I mean, I've been on air for almost half the broadcast now. I haven't even mentioned the event that I have tomorrow, the other events that I have coming up this weekend. It's like, I mean, folks, I mean, this is, the crew here works 15 hours a day. I mean, I'll speak for myself, but like, you know, I'm lucky if I can even, you know, go get groceries half the time. So we have a new number now. Okay. All right. So we have a new phone number now. So this is the first time I've taken calls this week because I haven't given out this phone number. So we do have a new War Room phone number now. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. And you know, well, it's just ridiculous. Because there's like one level of people that want to obsess over a chicken sandwich. There's like another level of people that want to obsess over like a sporting team or something. It's the bread and circus, folks. And I just see the world totally out of alignment, getting dizzy from spinning on its head for so long now in confusion. Of course people want to tune out. Of course people want to go take the, you know, whatever pill they can get prescribed, a Xanax, and just lay down and just forget about it all. Yeah, you know, because it's like you go through different levels of consciousness. And once you reach a certain level, you either decide, I'm going to fight this, or I'm going to lay down and accept it. You can go back and forth even. But most people, the whole trick is to never even let them know it's going on. That's why the judge in the Roger Stone case is gagging everybody involved. And it's so much that media won't even talk about it, folks. People that aren't even involved. People that don't even like Roger. I mean, liberals are stunned by what's going on with this judge, but they're not going to say anything because it's all it's all Obama. It's all Obama ideologues. It's all liberal activists posing as a judge. Amy Jackson is not a judge. That is a liberal activist hangman. That's why she got the case. Because she has no integrity. Hell yeah, we'll rig the jury. Hell yeah, we'll rig the witnesses. I'm Amy Jackson. I'm the most corrupt judge in D.C., bitch. Bring me that case. I'll railroad anybody. I don't give a damn. And she sits up there and laughs about it because she knows nobody in this country has the coward to call. They're all, I mean, think about it. She can sit up there on a bench laughing, mocking Roger Stone, mocking Roger Stone's defense, bringing up all her friends from the Obama administration, laughing her way up there as she fakes like she's a judge. You're no judge. I'm an astronaut. I can put on a NASA. You know, I'll put on a full-on spacesuit, and I'll pretend I'm going to the moon. Doesn't mean I'm an astronaut. Oh, but Amy Berman Jackson, appointed by Obama, she wears a black robe. See, it's like, I'm just distracted. It's such criminal behavior. And nothing is going to happen. Ha ha, woo, clown world. And then they just get caught rigging elections. And you look at it. It's so obvious what they've done. How many times do I have to cover this? Go to any county breakdown of any election. What happens? Illinois, Missouri, Kentucky, Pennsylvania. The whole state is red, except where? In the major cities, the metropolitan cities where Democrats run. They rigged the election results.
high crime, everything. It's all in the Democrat areas. They know what they're doing. They got the game figured out. They're revolutionaries, folks. These are liberal, progressive, revolutionary activists that are going, they are stopping at nothing. They will stop at nothing. Do you understand? They are rigging courts. I'm sorry. It's like,
I just wish people cared is all. Because if you could just get a quarter of the country to care, just even a little, we would have these cockroaches off of our backs. We'd have these vampires off of our necks overnight. But Amy Berman Jackson is up there on her high horse because she knows nobody's going to say a damn thing about her corruption because she scared them all out of it. She threatened them all with censorship and gagging and contempt of court.
So it's almost like I need to take phone calls here just to get my mind off of this stuff. But I have so much news. I mean, we got the breaking news at Infowars.com where Millie Weaver catches the Democrats admitting how they steal elections. Look, anybody who cuts her bangs like that, you just got to wonder. Excuse me. So you had the lady from ABC News, who, by the way, was a 25-year-old, Ashley Bianco. According to Daily Mail, I don't know if we can try to get her on, but she's now contacting Megyn Kelly. So Megyn Kelly's going to try to make a triumphant comeback. It's not going to work. And the Megyn Kelly phenomenon is kind of like the same thing as the Bill O'Reilly phenomenon. Bill O'Reilly and Megyn Kelly at one point were number one and number two at Fox News, probably 4 years ago. Yeah, she's not coming back, guaranteed. She can try to come back. I mean, she may be on TV. She may get this bombshell interview, which now you kind of wonder, but she'll never be back. We saw who she was. So she'll never be relevant again. It doesn't matter how many millions she made being fake news. Doesn't matter. See, but that's what I'm saying is, how can you, Bill O'Reilly and Megyn Kelly, top of Fox News, they're gone off Fox News, irrelevant overnight, because there's no power in those individuals. There's only power in the network. There's power in Millie Weaver going out and getting video. There's power in Caitlin Bennett going out and getting a video. So that's why they shut InfoWars down. We have real power. We have shadows that lurk in the background.
We have you.
We're going to take some phone calls when we come back.
Hey, and I dropped the ball.
Hey, I thought we put you in containment.
I dropped the ball. We've got the incredible footage.
How did you break out?
Listen, I didn't air it on my own show. We went and did this whole new thing. It's not a Crowder ripoff, but it is. Called Prove Me Wrong, where we went down about Epstein, and it's super badass, and we've never even aired it on my own show, and we won't even air it because it's anything good we don't air.
I have hours of tape in D.C. I'm confronting all these Trump haters. They can't answer a single question. Some woman is literally going into hyperbaric fit.
Here's what's going to happen. Come on with me Sunday. We're going to air nothing but clips. We have so many good clips.
I got an event Sunday. I got an event I'm hosting Sunday.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
I will never claim victory, Alex, until we have it.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject
matter that may offend. I know, Alex. I'm telling you. I was just... Everybody's watching. Yeah, I'm just doing everything live now, folks. I don't give a damn anymore. I'll be honest. I'm so done. I'm so done with these gangsters.
You think she likes to get compared to the Wicked Witch? I mean, screw this judge. It's America.
No, I'm just done, man.
This is America. Go to North Korea.
People are just such...
By the way, you got a bunch of callers to get to, but I never premiered this on my own show. And it's on InfoWars. I can't even find it on there. There's so much content. But Alex Jones crashes Google campus over Epstein murder cover-up. That's a good video.
We're literally our own worst enemy here. Like, we put out gold, this piles of gold. And we're like, look at this pile of gold. And then we just dump on a pile of platinum on top of it. And you're like, whoa, that's nice platinum. And they're
you're right.
Wait a second, there was gold here. And we're like searching through like all this other stuff. And it's just like, holy smokes.
I mean, just remember, the left wants us in prison. They cannot stand our mere existence. Our mere existence has that giant, tyrannical, bloated, wart-covered witch named Jackson, the tyrannus, up in D.C., just beside herself, just noodling and brown-nosing towards Obama's fetid rear end that she can't control us.
We're setting up, by the way, it's like we don't even plug our own events either.
You know what? It's like Tourette's syndrome.
We don't plug our own events. We don't play our own content.
Anti-tyranny syndrome. And when these people tell me to shut up and submit to their tyranny, I'm not doing it.
All right, we're going to have to get Alex Jones back in containment. We put a four-foot concrete barrier around him. He broke through it. So we're going to need like 16 feet, I think. It might take him a little longer to get out of it. But seriously, it's just... I don't even let it bother me, but it's true.
Studio back.
No, no, no. My studio now. Mine. Actually, you know what, though? Honestly, it's the InfoWars audience studio. They built this house. We just use it to defeat the globalist. But seriously, I've got an event tomorrow.
You like how you pay?
I've got an event tomorrow, Alex. Are you going to come to my cookout, or are you too busy?
I'm yours. I'm joking. Very nice hair. Hey, I'm getting ready to shave my head.
No. I don't think
yes,
so.
Yes.
I don't think you'll do it.
No, I'm losing weight right now. When I get another 30 pounds off me, I'm shaving it.
Chrome domus?
And the beard. Yeah, I'm a new look.
It's the chrome domus.
I'm going to steal the identity of Stefan Molyneux.
Oh. Hey, look, they got so there's the graphic. We're going to have a cookout tomorrow, a tailgate at UT.
Hey,
a bunch of people
came
out.
Hey, you want to take your armored
vehicle? I'm not going to say no to that.
Well, we don't own it yet. I'm trying to haggle them down.
Whoa. I mean, who would want to see a big armored vehicle riding around with InfoWars logos?
The great part is when you're popped at the top, you're like at 11 feet. So you can see, we're going to mount like 500 megawatt or whatever. Bullhorn's 50 watts or whatever. A 500, like a major baseball announcement, a huge gray one.
Like a PA?
Yeah, a huge PA with like, hell, thousands of watts.
We could fire T-shirts out of the top of it or something. Well, no.
The thing is, you pull up in the libtard crowd or an Antifa crowd, and you even have like bullhorns all around the bottom and just blasting.
Blasting,
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, it's not a personal vehicle. I'm not going to drive around this giant armored vehicle. But we ended up using it in Dallas. Everybody liked it. We used it for Hillary. It was pretty spectacular.
No, I went out with it in UT. People loved it out there, too. So maybe we'll be out there with the armored vehicle. No promises. But we will be out there outside of UT Football Stadium tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
We'll be there by noon. We're going to fire up the grill.
You, security guys can drive it because we need two people to drive it. One guy drives it.
Security will be there. We've got them coming. So, I mean, if they want to take it out, we can do it. We can pull it out.
And that's another reason we should be plugging, is to pay for the security. You see this? Super Silver Cream is sold out in the big tubes. The little ones are here.
I use that every day. That's why I have it on my desk.
Did I even tell you we now have the Super?
Yeah, the toothpaste. I plugged it earlier.
No.
Oh,
do you understand that it's not just Super Silver whitening toothpaste? It also has the above sea coral calcium that recalcifies the teeth. Remineralizes the teeth is a technical term.
No, I'm actually looking forward to that.
And so, oh my God, it's next level. No one has anything like this. There's no fillers in it. This is not.
Yeah, here. Here we go. If I catch it, it's mine. Oh. I got it. Go to the tape. That's a catch. Touchdown.
That was not a catch, but we're going to give you another.
All right, try me again. Get the long shot here.
All right,
He was trying to give it a blue 42,
it's
1694. Sit, go. Hut.
Right. Now the voice of God comes in. Owen Schroyer went into the end zone with a focus in his eye, catching the Hail Mary at 98 yards, clinching the victory for the Super Bowl championship for the Patriots.
Just when they thought the America and the Patriots would lose.
This was his ninth Super Bowl championship, making him the greatest of all time.
And he said he's going to play until he dies. Alex Jones literally works 24 hours a day. He just threw his 3,000th touchdown pass.
Could he choke again, though?
Uh-huh. He's going for a distance. He's going for the Hail Mary, folks.
That's right.
Jones to Schroyer. Touchdown!
Look at that.
Remember when I came in studio and... or did you landed and you tossed your hat onto me?
You can tell I am starting to go insane. Have you noticed that?
I know. I told the crew to put you in containment and you refused to go.
By the way, this is water I'm drinking.
Are you sure that's not coffee? How many cups of coffee have you had today? You got some Turbo Force in there?
I had too many.
He is drinking Turbo Force.
I had too many.
That's the problem. Hey, when we come back, we're going to air the video we never aired, though. But it is frustrating. I mean, look, We just...
Hey, it just came in. It's going to sell out.
We need more time.
Whoa.
We need more time. We need 24 hours a day.
Grabs Han Solo's blaster.
Actually,
you kind of like your hand was up there. Like, and it was going like this. And it went... It was like, you see the force? It was like... It's like... Did you see that? Let's see if you can do the... that was some force power. Let's see if you do it again. Super Silver... Oh, my God. It's about to happen.
All right, here we go.
Another 99-yard pass.
I won't even look.
Dun.
Oh.
He loses the Super Bowl.
I blew it. I tried to do no hands, no look.
Tito Army's win.
Hold on. My eyes are closed.
Clown makeup.
Hold on. Where's Alex?
Here
just toss it at me, Alex. So, look. Fund InfoWars so that we can have 24 hours a day to air all the content we do and so that... Alex isn't chopping at the bit.
But I'm not even joking about
this. At 3 a.m. in the morning.
We're going to sell out of this. The other toothpaste is excellent. It's got iodine in it when this one doesn't. But this is game-changing, okay? But it does cost us a lot more to produce. A lot of stuff's patented. All the rest of it, like the Silver Sol solution that's patented. So it's a great deal. InfoWarsStore.com.
And go there, support us, InfoWarsStore.com. Oh, here we go. It's just a rapid fire now. That's a horrible pass. Come on. You got to get it up. I mean, come on, man.
All right, let's try.
This guy's not Tom Brady.
Oh, and I am Tom Brady.
This is not Tom Brady.
Dude plays basketball.
Hold on.
Watch this.
There's more of them around here somewhere.
Watch this. You got to watch them.
All right, we're actually focusing now.
Look at that. You like that? That's how you catch stuff, huh?
It's about time we had a quarterback that can toss around here.
Let's see if you catch all three at once now.
This is hilarious. All right, here we go.
All right, here you go. Look at that. Now it's a spinning catch. Yeah! Dun, 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 dun. Oh, my God.
I got it.
Yeah! All right,
and the Super
serious.
Silver Skin Cream. No, we're going to air the video.
R&R around here.
We're going to air the video when we get back.
Let's see if I can throw these right at the... Right at camera 5.
We're going to air this. Here we go. And you just hit one.
You like that? That's camera 5. Shit, I just broke camera 5.
Wow. Camera 5.
Watch Jedi power, baby. God, camera 5.
2.
God, camera 5.
Well, this is... Now we have to repair the camera, folks. So you need to go buy some toothpaste to repair camera 5. Alex is observing his... Observing the damage now? Yes, as you can see. All right, when we come back, we will finally air Prove Me Wrong, Jeffrey Epstein Didn't Kill Himself, a brand new special coming to InfoWars.com and Band.video featuring Alex Jones, the banned man, the bad one, who dares to execute his free speech. Will you dare share this video? Oh, yeah, tomorrow, Tent City Tailgate. The grill's going to be hot at noon. We're going to be outside the UT football stadium. Come join us. We're cooking burgers and brats. We're going to have cold beverages, celebrating America. We're going to be waving signs and flags, maybe the armored vehicle. Don't miss it.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
So, I don't need to shout. Does anybody want to... prove me wrong or disagree with me that Jeffrey... No, I'm saying I don't need to shout. I'm saying come up close. When I address a crowd, I shout. Oh, so a libtard says something and runs off. All the so-called leftists aren't really liberal. You just signed on to fake corporate garbage covering up the child trafficking of Jeffrey Epstein at the behest of Google, at the behest of these companies that covered up Hillary's blackmail rings. Google is guilty of helping Hillary Clinton and Epstein cover up the child trafficking rings. Google blocks any information of this. This is the reality of what's going on. We've got this Google security guy. You know, the homeless are over here crapping on the ground or injecting heroin. It's not an issue. It's a public commons. It's the porch of this place. Hell, I'll go tell Google right now.
Woo!
You are... What's your name?
Travis.
Hey, Travis, how you doing? So we're asking, I think that he was killed. I don't think he killed himself. What do you think?
I don't think he killed himself either. In fact, I was Jeffrey Epstein for Halloween this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I had a big old noose around my neck and a prison costume. It was fun. But I don't know who killed him. I just don't think he killed himself. Like, there's no way.
Well, you're not supposed to ask questions in America, though. You're supposed to believe the official story, even though two coroners, the public coroner and a separate coroner, said his neck was broken in two spots, indicative of homicide.
And at the autopsy on day one, there were findings that were unusual for suicidal hanging and more consistent with ligature homicidal strangulation.
Sure. But the media says that he killed himself, so you better do what they say or you'll be called a conspiracy theorist.
The evidence points toward homicide rather than suicide.
Why?
Because there are multiple three fractures in the hyoid bone, the thyroid cartilage, that are very unusual for suicide and more indicative of strangulation, homicidal strangulation.
What is your view on Jeffrey Epstein? I started talking about him 13 years ago, said he was running blackmail rings.
Yeah, I think he's involved in QAnon.
No, I'm not involved in QAnon, but just to be clear.
All right, but Pizzagate, though.
Yes, absolutely. The media tried to spin something about a pizza place instead of the WikiLeaks that was specifically about Jeffrey Epstein and child kidnapping rings and blackmail in the Clintons. And now ABC News got caught on a hot mic saying it was the Clintons, right, and blackmail and children. Exactly what I pioneered and first exposed is all now confirmed.
First of all, I was told, who's Jeffrey Epstein? No one knows who that is. This is a stupid story. It was unbelievable what we had. Clinton, we had everything. I tried for 3 years to get it on, to no avail, and now it's all coming out, and there will come a day when we will realize Jeffrey Epstein was the most prolific pedophile this country has ever known. And I had it all 3 years ago.
Ryan Stelter has come out and defended ABC, covering up the photos and video of girls being trafficked in sex slavery and the Clintons using it to blackmail people, ABC News. So 13 years ago, I exposed Epstein when it first came out in federal documents. Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself, proved me wrong. But liberals on the street came up and said, oh, you're the Pizzagate guy that said the Clintons are involved in trafficking kids with Epstein, which they said I made up, but it's all true. And it's all going to come out. Google deplatformed us, and the main reason was exposing Jeffrey Epstein. They called it a conspiracy theory and that I had to be taken off the air because I dared talk about imaginary child kidnapping rings that the Clintons were using with Jeffrey Epstein to blackmail rich, powerful, pervert men. And Google is complicit in protecting child trafficking. Google is complicit in protecting kidnapped children and child trafficking for the Clintons and others. 13 years ago, I exposed Jeffrey Epstein as being the procurer for the Clintons for blackmail rings. 13 years ago, I specifically did, because it came out in federal court cases. Prove me wrong. I think Epstein got murdered. That's what the coroner said.
Yeah, I agree. Killed him.
But the mainstream media says he didn't.
I just want everyone in the world to know that Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself. It was a complete conspiracy all the way to the Clintons.
Fight, criminal! Hey, man, brother, let's do it.
How you doing? How you doing, man?
Good.
Let's go. It's my guy right here.
Dude, you are.
Hell yeah.
Good.
Never felt good.
You like Hillary?
No. Cheese. Oh.
Thank you.
Thank you. And let's just say to YouTube and Google and everybody, hey, you know, if you're not evil, then stop blocking this information.
I'm a huge fan. Thank you for all.
Well, God bless you. You want to get on camera and ask a question for real quick?
No, thank you. I'll probably get fired from my job.
All right, we don't want that to happen.
All right.
I know, it's kind of so free.
One.
All right. Yeah. Let's be done.
Can we say I'm not bragging?
Yeah. I'm not bragging. I will never kill myself. I will never kill myself. Never.
Be quiet, though. That's a good start.
Oh, I can be quiet? Stop exposing the child kidnapping rings? They're all confirmed?
No, just in general, you can be quiet.
I'm never going to shut up. It's called free speech. It's called America.
America.
See how that works? See how America works? I'm not going to shut up. I've been proven right. I've been vindicated in triplicate over and over again. You guys think you're part of the establishment? Think you're the ruling class leftist? You try to tell everybody what to do? You don't tell me what to do. I'm not going to shut up ever.
Didn't your kids almost get taken away?
Oh, I've got my kids full custody. Oh, you want to take people's kids away? Oh, I see. Oh, you want people's kids?
No, I don't want your kids.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know. You don't want those kids, do you? That's right. You go right to my kids, don't you? Jeffrey Epstein ran child kidnapping rings for Hillary.
Yeah, and that's garbage. And thank God he's dead.
Oh, Hillary. Oh, thank God he's dead because he can't rat Hillary out? You like Hillary?
What are you talking about Hillary for?
She's the one he was running it for. Oh, is Hillary good? It's like, hey, say David Duke's bad. I think he's terrible. What? Say Hillary's bad.
Hillary's
say
bad.
Hillary's bad.
Hillary's bad.
Yay! All right.
Shut the f*** up now.
Sure, I'll be leaving soon.
All right.
There you go. Infowars.com.
So the general consensus amongst people that that paid attention is that he definitely did not kill himself. What do we do about it?
Well, we said they would kill him in that jail.
Well, so that aside,
we had a countdown every day till they murdered him.
What do you suppose we do about it then?
Well, we find out why he was taken there to be killed, and we find out why they ordered all the jail guards to take off 4 hours early, why they brought in special jail guards, why they turned the cameras off and the lights off. Now, everyone around the jail cell said he begged for his life and fought, and then they said, breathe, breathe, while they were choking him to death. And the first guy was a cop who was found with four dead bodies in his backyard, a big roid head cop. Epstein said that guy tried to kill him, but they got in and stopped him. So that's the specifics of that. But see, normally they would just say conspiracy theory. Because imagine, we know the facts, we know what happened, we lay them out. They would misrepresent on the news and say, Alex says space aliens killed Epstein. That would then discredit me, but I didn't really say space aliens killed Epstein. So see how that disinfo works?
Yeah, see, but what I'm asking you specifically is like operating under the premise that he was murdered, what do you suppose we do about it?
We stop completely trusting everything that the establishment tells us, and we stop attacking people that question public events. Like, there were people in 1990 that said that no babies had their brains bashed out by Saddam, and it later was declassified that it was a PR firm, it was all made up, and then millions died because of it. Okay, well, you'll be sued now if you question a public event, whether it's real or not. You're not supposed to question public events. It's very un-American, very, very dangerous. Jeffrey Epstein was murdered! Woo! Jeffrey Epstein was murdered! Jeffrey Epstein was murdered to cover up a government blackmail, deep state ring of underage girls and others to protect the Clintons. That is the reality. Hey, dude, pull your mask off. Now you talk about Epstein. You're an expert. Listen to death. He's old. He's wise.
Epstein was low level in terms of he was getting older girls to get these guys primed. He was
wearing
a primer.
Glasses under the skull mask.
He was a primer. And what was happening after that and beyond that is stuff like with the finders, where they were grabbing kids, they were training themselves how to pick up little kids and bring these little kids and train them to be sex slaves. And so he's one part of this whole panopticon. And
all right, ladies and gentlemen, the full video from Alex Jones, Prove Me Wrong, Jeffrey Epstein Didn't Kill Himself, can be found at band.video. You know, I had to hold my tongue at the beginning of that because, you know, I had people saying, oh, Owen, you're too harsh on Amy Robach, you know, whatever. Well, this isn't about Amy Robach, but, you know, when I hear it again, I'm just pointing out the facts, folks. You heard Amy say it. I had this story years ago. I had it. I had it. I had it. I had it. She thinks it's all about her. That's what she was upset about. Not the fact Epstein's going to get away with being the biggest pedophile. Not the fact that he's still running pedophile rings. Not the fact that this story is getting spiked at her major news organization. No, the fact that she couldn't break it. Well, Amy, you can redeem yourself. You could have redeemed yourself 3 years ago, but it wasn't about that. It was about you staying on ABC with your salary.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
Thank you.
was that?
What was what?
That voice just now. What was it?
We didn't hear anything.
All right.
Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
Okay, you must have heard that.
Sorry. Hey, come on in to dinner.
All right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That is a video from Darren McBreen. You can find it at band.video. I think they probably banned him on Facebook for all the videos he puts out. I mean, how dare Darren McBreen edit powerful videos together? You know, I got some guests coming up here and some funny headlines we'll go over with them. I've had people waiting on the line for almost an hour, so I feel bad. So let's take some of these calls right now. Let's go to Steven in Florida. Steven, thank you for calling. Go ahead. All right, Steven, let's try it again. I'm sorry, Steven, you just went live. Go ahead, Steven.
Okay, thank you, Owen. Appreciate you taking my call. Yeah, I called to talk about and following up on what you were saying. If we could get enough people involved, you were referring to this so-called judge and what she's doing. And I wanted to follow up on that, what I'm observing of why we can't get enough people involved. But I want to first give a plug for your great products at InfoWars Life. I always buy at least $50 a week. Because, you know, you guys give the free shipping unless you have the campaign going like now where you've got it anyway. So I spent.
Man.
But I wanted to plug particularly, I'm battling probably what's called the flu right now. So I've got vitamin C, and I'd like to see you guys come out with a good quality vitamin C product. But I take the Silver Bullet. And then the silver, super silver, super blue silver immune gargle. And the other night I was having trouble going to sleep and my lungs were constricting. And so I sprayed in the lung cleanse and my lungs immediately opened up and I was able to
You know, we've also got eucalyptus oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Really great for opening up your airwaves as well. And lavender helps sleep, too. We got knockout. But you were asking about a vitamin C supplement. I'm pretty sure that Vitamin Mineral Fusion has like 1,000% of the daily vitamin C.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's got like 1,000 vitamin A, B, C, D, E. I mean, it just loads up all the necessary vitamins and minerals in one scoop there. Guys, see if you can pull it up. I'm almost positive this has 1,000% daily vitamin C. Guys, see if we can scroll down and get the old, because usually we put the, that's odd looking. All right, well, we'll see if we can find that. Yeah, there it is, vitamin E. Anyway, we'll see if we can pull that that thing up. But Steven, what else did you want to call in about? Oh, we lost him. That's too bad. Wasn't a good connection, and he had something he wanted to talk about, and now we're out of time. We got great guests coming up. Brandon from NASA Point with Brandon. Frank Cavanaugh from Full Metal MAGA, formerly of the band Filter. Kicked him out. You know, how dare he speak positively about Trump or Alex Jones. So they said, oh, sorry, we're not interested, even though you're good at the bass and you helped found the band. You know, so those two are going to be joining me, and I got some headlines. Maybe we'll get some phone calls. It's the InfoWars.com War Room. We'll be right back. Crazy week, and it never stops. I've got the Tent City tailgate tomorrow. We'll have the grill hot and flaming by noon tomorrow outside of UT Football Stadium. We'll have a tent set up. We'll have flags waving. We've got some banners we're going to bring out. It's a little political activism, cookout, fun time. People will have cold beverages that they'll be consuming as well. Adult ones, if you prefer. And if you want to come by, grill up a steak, grill up a burger, join me for some live commentary. We got some other things we may be doing, too. Come on out. That is tomorrow at noon. Kickoff for the game is at 2:30. And then probably right before that, I may just go to a man on the street when all the foot traffic is around. Then Sunday, we have the Veterans Day flag lay. That's going to be 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Central at the Texas State Cemetery. So tomorrow at noon, come on out to the Tent City tailgate outside of UT Football Stadium. If you want to just see where updates will be on my Twitter, at All I Do Is Owen, to see where we'll be. I don't like to put out the exact location for obvious reasons, but we'll be pretty easy to find. And then Sunday, the Texas State Cemetery, we do the Veterans Day flag lay. I organize with a local veterans group here that do great work, and we do this traditionally on Memorial Day and the Sunday before Veterans Day. So come out and join us for that. Now, Frank Kavanaugh is on with me. We're going to be joined by Brandon from That's the Point with Brandon here in a minute as well. But, boy, Frank, I'll tell you, the Washington Post has published perhaps the most hilariously ironic headline ever in world history. Headline from the Washington Post: can Republicans relearn how to accept political outcomes they don't like? This is literally coming from the Washington Post, the Democrat Party, that still hasn't accepted the results of the 2016 election, bitches about it every day, finds a new excuse about it every day, and then projects that onto Republicans. But here's what it is, Frank. They know they're engaged in an illegal coup against the president, and so they're grooming their audience to say, because you know, they'll impeach and they'll do all this stuff, and it's kind of like they just fined Trump $2 million and he put out that statement, which he needs to do more often, by the way, putting out a written statement explaining it like he did yesterday. But Frank, this is the Washington Post, which is, you know, the deep state post, getting their audience ready for the illegal impeachment to come forward. Of course, Republicans, there'll be Democrats probably too, hopefully, or Democrat voters, citizens, whatever, people in the media saying this is illegal. They're impeaching the president for nothing. This is their excuse to just say, oh, you just don't like it. You just don't like the impeachment of Trump, but it's legit. When it's them that can't accept the 2016 presidential election, that's why they're running this whole thing. I mean, can you believe the projection, the denial, the deception, the propaganda that comes out of the Washington Post every day?
Owen, this is the few times in history are you presented with an opportunity, and this is our opportunity right now. Putting out that completely crazy headline about us not accepting elections when for 3 years they haven't accepted an election. And this is the thing about the Washington Post. The Washington Post is running on a 1964 globalist playbook. We're running on a 2019 Patriot playbook. And we know everything they're going to do. And they think it's still going to work, but it's not working. And now is our opportunity. There's many rings or lies that Soros or Sauron made to control them all, but one ring binds them all, or one lie binds them all. And that one lie that binds all of us is the Epstein lie. Whether you're a Democrat, whether you're a Republican, whether you're male, female, black, white, straight, gay, it doesn't matter. Everybody's united on the Epstein lie. And this is the opportunity that they've given us, is that we can now, every day, and I've been hitting it 2 weeks ago. Well, last time I was on here, I talked about the Epstein memes and how I felt that this was going to be like something huge. And it is, because it totally, every single lie, they shade their lie different to the left. They shade it different to the right. They shade it different to everyone. Now, all those shades are shattered, because everyone can see this is a completely unacceptable lie, that the globalists can't accept elections. And it's not about Republicans and Democrats anymore. It's about globalists and patriots. And now is another opportunity where we can recruit all these Democrats, they're like, this is completely insane. All these people that are legitimately angry, that are very good, well-meaning people, that think that they're fighting for good. We can now show them gently, look, Epstein did not kill himself. I know, this is totally crazy. Right there, the ice is broken. You don't have to talk about anything else except the Epstein lie for an hour, and you guys are going to be friends no matter who you are, forever. And that's what's so beautiful about this, that everything they've created, the internet, the censorship, the Facebook dossier, everything that they've done to control us, we have taken over and we have used their weapons against them. We are the Viet Cong to the globalists, just domination of the world. We are the patriots that fought in the Revolutionary War that George Washington led. This time in our history is unbelievable, because what Alex has been saying for years, more and more is going to happen every day, faster and faster and faster. And we have to make sure that when they start hitting us more, when they start spitting on us more, that we don't take their bait, that we don't start. Let them make us start the next revolution or the next civil war. Owen, I want to thank you so much for the clip that you and the crew made at the beginning of the show, where it had all the times you have gotten spit on, sexually assaulted, punched.
Oh, that wasn't even all the times. That was like half the times.
I want you to call that, start a new thing, call it Owen's Angel. And every new person that gets on, or name it something where they get an award, like you have the Paul Revere Awards, have like a total, be like, this is a total fascist award by given to an anti-fascist. It's amazing that that is our tool right there. That little 10-minute clip or 5-minute clip, if you can get that to everybody that you know, that guy needs to get arrested. He just admitted the other day on tape when you saw him again that he assaulted you, yeah, stole your property, that he wants to keep it, that he has no remorse. What we have to look at all these assaults are, I was in a very horrible marriage where I was physically abused for years, and I took it because I was the man. And what I realized on the back end was that every time I got assaulted, it was a cry of help from my ex-spouse who was severely mentally ill. And I had to make the choice at the end of our relationship to place a restraining order on someone that I thought I was going to spend the rest of my life with.
But there's a lesson in that too, Frank. We're about to go to break here. I mean, I don't want to get into your personal life here, but the element that is you're ringing light here, it's like, the average person that's coming up to me or whatever Trump supporter and assaulting us, or the average Trump protester, they are mentally ill. I mean, they really are. They really are mentally ill. But it's not something they're born with. It's a disease of propaganda that they've been so deceived, believing these lies. But man, Frank, it's so bad, dude. I have like you. Claude Taylor is that Democrat's name. He's literally worked for Bill Clinton. He admits he assaults me. Frank, I've got them on camera assaulting me. I can't even get them arrested. I'm working on a case right now. I got punched at a bar, and it's all security tape. The cops showed up, police were. I can't even get an arrest. So, I mean, it's like they're totally lawless. I want to sue the cops. I want to sue everybody. I don't even have time. I got 3 hours to do a live show. I don't even have time to get to all my news.
Oh, and that's what I'm saying. You need to civilly, if the police department or a city or municipality will not arrest them, then sue them civilly.
You're totally right, but we don't even have time to sue. I need 50 hours a day to litigate with these people. Now I have to take two security guards every time I leave to do a report. I mean, it sucks, man. Get off my back, you liberals! You fake liberals! Get off my back, you brainwashed scum!
Infowars.com/show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I forgot to start the show with that. I'm supposed to do that every day now. That's considered bigoted to say ladies and gentlemen, because you're excluding the 3,000 other genders. So, ladies and gentlemen, hour 2 hours and 20 minutes late, but there it is. Frank Kavanaugh with us on the air today. And we're now joined by That's the Point with Brandon, who I really didn't even want to get on for anything serious. It's just, Brandon and I, we went out for dinner one night, and I foot the bill. So I just wanted to tell Brandon, hey, Brandon, could you just go ahead, just Venmo me that cash you owe me? Can you just Venmo me that cash? Is that possible, Brandon? Brandon,
you put your hand on me again, it's going to be a
problem. Brandon, can you please do me a favor? And hold on a second. Come on, guys. Are we good here? All right. I love it when I have a joke get sabotaged by my crew. I'm sorry. I'm honestly not even mad. So I'm sorry, but Brandon, seriously, just Venmo me that cash. Is that possible?
At this moment, it's absolutely impossible right now.
Why? Why can't you Venmo me that cash?
Venmo has not given me a reason, but I have gotten a clear reason.
Wait. Hold on. You're telling me they banned you from Venmo?
Yep, I just found
okay,
that
you know what? All right, it's fine. No, dude, I don't even care. It's fine. Just PayPal me the money then. Can you just send it on PayPal then?
No, that's impossible as well.
What?
They just removed me from both my accounts from PayPal.
No, well. This is a conspiracy. You're avoiding it. You're avoiding paying for steak dinner.
Yeah, I mean, that could be part of the fact, but it's a war, Owen.
I'm joking. You got banned from Venmo and PayPal today. I'm making a joke here. It's not a joke. You're not allowed to engage in commerce anymore. You're a bad person.
Apparently, to PayPal. So I have just posted it up on my YouTube now, the video. It's just part of the clip where they're explaining. The guy said to me, we can no longer do business with you because of your extreme far right beliefs or whatever the case is. So at that point, I turned on my phone to record the conversation and asked him to repeat himself.
You've done well.
At which point he started to say, he basically laid out the fact that I got banned and I'm right for thinking the fact that I got banned because I have conservative content. And he admitted it. And it's on tape.
Where can we find this tape? Where can people go see this?
Right now on YouTube, I just dropped that video.
Oh, my gosh, dude. They're going to ban you from YouTube probably by the end of the month. I'm not even kidding, dude. They're rolling it out right now. They're getting ready to do a full-on ban of your channel, dude.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. It's a war on conservatives. As you guys can plainly see, it clearly within there, I have the printed out, actually, acceptable use policies and what is prohibited activities. Now, in each one of these, I have not violated. I went down each one of these right here. I went down each one and violate. It says you may not use the PayPal service for activities that violate any law, statute, ordinance, or regulation. Haven't done that. Relate to transactions involving narcotics, steroids, certain controlled substances, other products. I'm not selling drugs. I'm not selling weapons. Drug paraphernalia, cigarettes, items that encourage, promote, facilitate, or instruct others to engage in illegal activity. I didn't know spreading truth was illegal activity.
Yeah, but that's it exactly. We all know that this is a fraud. They admit it's because of your politics. So here's the juxtaposition, though. So if you are, let's say, far right, what they claim, I mean, you don't claim to be far right. You're just a realist. And you have a First Amendment right for free speech, so you engage in that. It's like, that's not, but now that's demonized. But oh, if you're far left, they'll never ban you for that. You could be the farthest left, AOC, stop cow farts, whatever, and you'll get promoted. But it's even worse. But Frank, seriously, it's like, oh, you're if you're a lowly American now, you're a peasant. They say you're on the far right. You're not allowed to engage in commerce now. You're far right. You're bad. But Frank, it's the exact opposite. If you want to get into Hollywood, if you want to be in the major band that gets the big contracts to play on all the big radio stations, if you're far left, that's the only way you can get in.
Everything you've done, dude, I seriously almost cried when you were on Drudge Report. I was like, this is one of the coolest things for the Patriot movement, dude. Keep on doing what you're doing. And the reason that they're banning you is that you're not selling drugs or anything like that. You're selling ideas, my man. And your ideas are like crack and heroin for everybody. They need it. They're addicted to these ideas like air.
Sorry. I'm so far to do this to you, Frank, but you're actually right. I forgot about this. The ADL puts this story out This is a real story from the ADL. Red pills and blue pills are not just pop culture memes. Extremist groups use a range of pills as an online shorthand. Each type of pill represent different phases in a range of extremist ideologies and subcultures. So that's actually what they're doing. So if Brandon or Frank or anybody goes on and says, hey, here's the red pill, Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself, the ADL says that's Nazi propaganda. They literally have a picture of a Nazi pill going down the throat of the main image. I can't find it. So that's actually it. Brandon is red-pilling people, Frank. That's the drug he's giving them. He's giving them the truth.
And you know what? Here's the thing. If you see, watch any one of Brandon's videos, he'll walk in, one dude, maybe with a buddy of him filming him, he'll walk into to 10 to 30 Antifa by himself, and he's armored with the truth. That's what he's armored with. And when I was a kid, I used to read about knights and war and all that stuff, World War II. I always used to be tripped out how like 100 knights could go in and take over 1,000 people. And that's the thing. That's what the Proud Boys are. That's what InfoWars is. You guys are knights of liberty, and you're wading in to these crazy savages of the Antifa globalists, and you're just taking them out. They can't take you down. You guys are tanks of truth.
No, actually, no. Brandon, I'm not even kidding, dude. Like, you were inspirational to me, and I don't even think it's like a decision you made. It's just your instincts. Like, you don't take anything from these people. You've had to throw a couple fistcuffs. Obviously, in self-defense, you've never been the aggressor in any situation. Dude, I saw that, man, and I'm almost, like, jealous. I'm like, dang, like, that's a real man. Like, I should be as... And so now I decided for 2020, I'm not putting up with any of their crap. And I'm not going to lie. I had some libtard come up to me at the Hillary event, try to rip my camera out of my hand. I kicked him so hard in the leg, he's probably still limping. And I'm not upset either. I'm glad. You want to come and assault me? You're going to get some. I'm done with this crap, man.
That's it. The game. People are not understanding how far, if we continue to allow them to just step on our necks and 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 not stand up for what we believe in, then what are we standing up for? Then what do we believe in? You know, you have to stand up for what you believe in, first and foremost. And them doing this is clear-cut evidence and bias of how they, you know, if you're a conservative, they're gonna stop you. Listen, from where I came from and how I used to be, and to creating my own content and trying to make a mark and change in the world positively from where I used to be, and now all I'm doing is selling t-shirts.
Well, that's what I'm saying too, is you have a great story, and we can get into it but the point is, so you're selling t-shirts, you've created your own media. You know, you've got all of your stuff going with that's a point with Brandon. So now you're an entrepreneur. You're an entrepreneur. You're starting a business. You're starting a news agency. Even if it is one man and a camera guy and an editor, or if it's one man, you've done it. That's the American dream. So what do? They come and they chop your know-what off. They say, you're not allowed to sell those t-shirts. You're not allowed to engage in free speech. You're a bad far-right activist, which is not even true. And then they have the ADL run stories saying that if you use the red pill, you're a Nazi.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show. We are in a war for America. This is the War Room.
So there's Brandon clocking a guy out who well deserved it. Yeah. And you know, it's funny because I've never had someone come up and try to choke me out like that. But I think it's because Brandon is actually like, he is a real fighter. He does actual reenactment of like middle-aged hand-to-hand combat. So I think they kind of pick up on that and they want to try to tough guy him. They get met with what they don't want real quick. I'm more of just kind of like an intellectual, philosophical guy. So they kind of try to like get in my face with their bad ideas or their brainwashed propaganda rhetoric. But it's like, man, I mean, these people really are just... You can't reunite. You can go as a Bernie supporter, Hillary, whatever, to Trump, some Trump event. People aren't going to attack you. People aren't going to spit on you. They may give you a hard time, but you can put a mic in their face. They'll talk to you. Nobody's going to say, hey, don't talk to him. He doesn't like Trump. I mean, that's what the left does. But here's what I'm just going to say before I promise I'm going to take these callers that have been holding for an hour. Frank is going to stay on with us for the rest of the hour. So is Brandon. So we'll be hearing more from them. But let me just say this. If you have been noticing, Alex Jones in the last couple months has gotten crazed. Crazed. I mean, he's basically admitting on air, he's like, I think I've gone insane. Here's what it is, folks. I am not trying to be a pessimist here because I am actually very lucky and blessed to be in the situation I am where, yeah, I'm banned from Facebook. I'm banned from YouTube. I'm not allowed to get viral videos anymore. I'm shadow banned on Twitter. But I at least have InfoWars as a platform. And so, but for everyone out there like Brandon that doesn't have InfoWars to fall back on, they created their own channel. They created their own, shop where they sell T-shirts and hats and stuff. And for every Brandon, there's 100 of them. Well, they just get mitigated. They just get erased. And nobody can do anything. So Alex sees this is going on, and he already wants to be live 24 hours a day anyway. We just don't have the capacity, folks. And so he's literally up here going crazy, trying to find out ways that he can bring in millions and millions of dollars, not so he can buy a new fancy car, not so we can, have a private jet, not so that we can stay in five-star hotels when we go on the road. We don't. Not so we can fly first class when we go on the road. We don't. No, so we can have a bigger platform. And so, folks, I wish that we could bring on all the people to get banned. Believe me. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, like we had a caller say, every time I go to InfoWarsStore, I make sure I spend at least $50. I do it every week. If we had just a quarter of the audience that committed at that level, we could be live 24 hours a day. Destroy. We just destroy the fake news. It'd be game over. What are they going to do? But that's what they do. They take away our ability to fund. They lie about us all day. And so just the only way for us to defeat this, folks, it's not about, oh, if you don't shop at InfoWars, everything is going to go bad. No, it's if we don't have InfoWars as a platform, we don't have some of the best minds out there that they shut down because they don't like what they're saying because they're that powerful. How many viral videos are they going to allow? That's the point with Brandon to have before they shut him down, folks. I'm not trying to be a pessimist, but like I said, the tea leaves right now, they're taking away his ability to engage in commerce. You probably know what's coming next, folks, and that's the old YouTube strike. And I don't want that to happen. Brandon has how many viral videos now? By millions of views. So InfoWarsStore.com, folks, just rush us with funds. Just rush us with funds so we can continue to expand. We want to give more people here shows. We want to bring on other people so that they can go on the band.video when they get banned. But we need the capital. We're already jumping onto a hot lava, hoping that when we hit the lava, there's going to be a stone there so we don't burn and incinerate ourselves. So InfoWarsStore.com, folks. Huge specials going on right now. The brand new Super Silver toothpaste. Get yourself a nice, pretty smile like Brandon has. I've seen it. He uses Super Blue toothpaste himself. There it is right there. See, I wasn't lying. I'm not fake news. All right. Now, look, Brandon and he's going to be with us with Frank for the rest of the hour here. But first, let me take these calls you've been holding forever. I think they're still there. Let's go to Steve in Wisconsin. You're on the air with Brandon from That's the Point. And you are on the air with Frank Cavanaugh from Full Metal MAGA. Go ahead.
Owen, Brandon, Frank, my guys, happy Friday. How is everybody?
Oh, I'm just gearing up for another event tomorrow.
Oh, well, awesome. I wish I could be down there in Austin with you. I'm up in Wisconsin, though. But I wanted to say this whole Jeffrey Epstein thing is just like our great patriot friend Ted Nugent said on Alex's show a while back. It's like the Twilight Zone flew over the cuckoo's nest, Planet of the Apes. I mean, everybody, and I mean everybody, knows how much of a fake, false setup this whole thing is. It's crazy. I'm a truck driver, and from the shores of Lake Superior down to the Gulf of Mexico, I run into great patriots across our country. I see different people, black, white, Asian, whatever. Everybody's talking on the CB wave. And everything. Everybody knows this is a whole hoax. The whole impeachment, everything. I don't know where we go from here.
Oh, I totally agree. Like, I was out bullhorning in front of the White House. I swear, the Democrat Party's probably paying these homeless bums to sit out there 24/7. I don't know why else they would do it, just screaming how much they hate Trump. Seriously. So it's really awkward. But yeah, most people walk by, they were cheering me, or they walk by and they say, hey, thanks. I can't talk. I'll get fired. But it's true.
Totally true, Owen. I run into, like I said before, I run into people all over the place, and the media wants to make you think that, Trump supporters and everything are hated, but really, we're not. Everybody, I think maybe it's because Most of the guys that I see out on the road are just hardworking Americans like myself. We're trying to provide for our families.
And they just see all the hatred projected onto a Trump supporter, and they just don't want to deal with it, you know, for whatever reason. Hey, Steve, thanks for the call. Let's get a response from Frank on caller Steve.
You know, the reason that they're banning Brandon, the reason that they banned you guys is because just like our last caller was just talking about how they want us all to, the media wants us all to believe that we're wrong, that we can't wear a MAGA hat out. And the most important thing is your
voice.
Can't
do what? Wait, we can't do what?
You can't. Yeah, that.
No, I'm sorry. I can't do what? I didn't hear Frank. Did he say I couldn't do something? I could have sworn it.
That's what's awesome, Owen, is that you are doing it. And that's what's awesome that is that Brandon's doing that. He doesn't care. And I don't care. I don't care. None of us care what they're going to try to do to us because they can't do anything. We can't not stand up against you people. You people are just so disgusting and so perverted and so wrong and so on the wrong side of history that people that just want to be left alone are now standing up and slaying you politically.
Well, and now wearing a MAGA hat is like an act of resistance. I guarantee you this will happen. It happened last time. We bring these MAGA hats out to our tailgates, and people literally put them on to take a picture. They're like, whoa, that's cool. Brandon, you want to say something before this break?
Yeah, sure. I wanted to mention, he touched on the Epstein situation, and clear cut where it's, the medical examiner himself says that there was evidence of a strangulation instead of a loss of air, and there was bones broken in his neck. And so using that, this whole impeachment thing is pretty much shadowing that situation at the same time. But like the social media people, we are fighting back when the memes keep peeping up. Epstein didn't kill himself. Guy popping on Fox saying that, you know, this and this and that about the dog, and then Epstein didn't kill himself. That's how we fight back. We got to just keep popping up everywhere.
Oh, and by the way, they're going to sit here. I'm so glad that you said that. You have the Project Veritas with ABC spiking the Jeffrey Epstein thing and Roback being upset how it's so bad for her. Yeah, you know, forget about all the kids that are going to get raped because they spiked the story. Like, that's okay. So that's fine. But if they're spiking that, imagine what else they're spiking, man. I mean, you don't even, all the corruption from the CIA. It's like with this Eric Sieramala thing. It's like, oh, you can't mention the whistleblower's name. That's them literally trying to gag all of America now. That's not ABC. That's not ABC saying to the host, hey, we can't run the story. That's these control freaks telling all of America, you can't talk about Eric Sieramala.
With Snowden, why weren't they protecting Snowden when he was exposing Obama for doing all that illegal stuff with, you know, illegally spying on American citizens? Why weren't they protecting Snowden? Why is that Edward Snowden?
They used to love Julian Assange when he exposed Bush for all the foreign wars. Now they're happy he's probably going to die in jail. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Oh, man, I don't know. Hey, we're in a pivotal time in American history right now. I've got two of the best patriots on the air with me. And so we're going to be right back. Final segment. And then I'm going to take at least one more call who's been on the line for an hour here. We'll be right back.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Y'all would hit me with Shrimpzilla in the last 10 minutes of a broadcast where I need an hour. Shrimpzilla, ladies and gentlemen, still powering the studios here at Infowars.com. Sustainable shrimp energy powered by Turbo Force, Super Male Vitality, and the purified water via the water filters at Infowarsstore.com. I wish I had more time to pontificate on Shrimpzilla. Everybody loves Shrimpzilla, but we got to go to a caller here. Jerry, I promised I'd take you. You've been holding for a long time. I thank you for that. Jerry from Kansas, go ahead.
I just want to put this out to all my fellow truckers. I come up with this idea that everybody's asking, what can I do? Why can I do this or whatever? It's a simple little deal here. I call it the dirty door or dirty finger competition. We're basically moving billboards out there, getting right something on besides be a flirt and lift your skirt or honk if you're all. But, you know,
No, I like this. It's the old car, you know, where you put wash me in the back because it's so dirty, but put like Epstein didn't kill himself or like, you know, Trump 2020.
You got it. You got it. That's all I had. Yeah, let's get out there. I'll be looking for him. I got to truck it up right now. But, yeah, something along them lines right there. Let's get out there and move along and get that billboard out there. You know, InfoWars, all kinds of things.
I like that. That's a good call from Jerry. By the way, I think we're going to have a big surprise tomorrow at the tailgate. All right? I'm just going to leave it at that. And Jerry's on the right page. Jerry, thank you so much for the call. Jeff, 60 seconds from Colorado. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
You need to look into Quoro Warianto. If Roger Stone filed a writ of Quoro Warianto, it would get rid of all of his problems.
What?
It would get rid of all of his problems. Carl Miller has a good video about it on YouTube. I've been trying to get you guys this information. I'm sorry I didn't do it before. I feel like an idiot for not doing it. But Quoro Warianto, once they start violating your rights, they lose all their constitutional powers.
Oh, for sure. Oh, yeah, absolutely. But the problem is, as you've seen, justice is either handicapped or dead in Washington, D.C. I'm sorry I didn't have more time for your call, Jeff. We'll look into that. So we've still got Brandon here. We've got Frank Cavanaugh. By the way, Frank, you've been farming with your life here lately. Did you see Kanye West did an interview? He basically announced he's going to run for president in 2024, and he wants to become a farmer. Did you see that?
No, I did not.
He wants to do like hydroponics. He says he won't even have to run. He says he's going to do so much to make America great again by 2024. It's going to be the easiest win ever. That's what he said in an interview. I think it was either today or yesterday.
You know, let him try to make America better than it is. More power to him. We all should and try to run. I don't think he could, you know, win, but, you know, do it, bro.
Well, here's the thing that Kanye, a lot of people could do this, and either Kanye just sees the void available and he's just smart, or he is genuine in what he's trying to do here, but anybody could have done this. LeBron James could have done this. Any of these celebrities could have done this. You have so much power over a brand that you know is making China rich, Vietnam rich, Taiwan, whatever. It's like, yeah, let's manufacture shoes in America. Yeah, let's manufacture clothes in America. Hey, I'm going to make a hat in America. It's going to be all about in America. And guess what? I'm going to make farming cool again. And guess what? I'm going to rap about Jesus. So whether he's genuine or filling a void, I think the results are really all that matters here, at least to me right now. And the results seem to be good. What do you think, Brandon?
Well, you know, there's an old saying that any publicity or bad publicity is good publicity, or however they say that. So whether he's being sincere about following Christ and preaching the word and living by that, if he truly is, all power to him, and, you know, keep pushing. If not, still the message gets across to people so they can interpret it how they want to. So the message is still being spread regardless whether he's being real about it or not. But I, you know, for me personally, I'm not in a position to, you know, judge that. Only him and God can. They are, you know, those are the only two that know about that. But I think people are waking up to it, and it's a necessity, man. It really is. And, you know, whether he's being sincere again or not, either way, it's still shaking up the hornet's nest a little bit, and so I can appreciate it.
And it's just such a glaring problem. It's like everybody knows. It's like you pick up a toy as a kid. It's made in China, made in China. It's like eventually we either wake up to that or we realize, okay, there's a reason why the inner cities and the industry and the manufacturing has all been shut down. It's made in China now. Frank, I saw you were frantically taking a note there.
Well, the thing is that what the globalists have done to all of us in America is they've taken away our identity. And what our identities used to be is I was a farmer, I was a meat cutter, you know, I was in this union, that union, I was an auto worker, and they've taken it away. So there's a huge void now. And just from a marketing standpoint, if you're a good businessman, you want to fill that void. It's there. And all these other quote unquote stars from Hollywood, they're globalists. They're owned by China, and China wants us poor. And I hate to use you guys as an example, but it all ties in that when they banned you, look at all the other people that have popped up in the last year or, you know, 14 months. Me, Brandon's gotten huge, all these other people.
Oh, yeah.
And we're all back supporting you guys, making you guys stronger. So they tried to kill the host. The host sprang up 100 times, and now all that's minions are...
That's it. Freedom is viral. Freedom is contagious.
It's very contagious. And you know what? the spirit of good, the spirit of Christ, the spirit of light is contagious. And I really think that Kanye is filled with it because they tried to destroy that man. And he's a good artist. I used to think he was nuts. He's still nuts. God bless him for being nuts. And to be a farmer, to be reconnected to the soil again, that's something that we all need to do.
Well, you know, and he feels excited about it. And I'm not going to judge Kanye West, but you could understand living that lifestyle, everything so fake. That's not a shot at Kim Kardashian, but like literally just everything being so fraudulent, getting back in touch with God that's real, getting back in touch with the land that's real, putting your hands to work. I mean, that's so it can be really satisfying. But, you know, I've said this before. It was the greatest advice I ever got. It's about 2012 when I decided to shift towards politics. I was in sports media. I was on a career track. And it's basically, you know, you put your foot down and you decide this is my career track. And I wanted to switch to politics. And my original inspiration in media, who I was working for at the time, I was talking to him about this. And he's still probably my biggest mentor ever, if not one of them. He said, you know, Owen, he said, there's one pattern of success that will never change. And that's find a void and fill it. Find a void and fill it. And the void that he was talking about, at least in this respect, was people that want to report the real news. People that want to go against the establishment reporting. Now, it's funny because at the time, I already had a career path in sports. And so I had a lot of family. I had a lot of friends. When I started doing the political stuff, because I wanted to pivot and do that, start looking at me like, what are you thinking? Stop doing this. And they kept trying to suppress me from doing that. They kept telling me, don't do that. Stay in your lane. Stay with the establishment. You can do it. Just don't. And I got weird-eyed and side-eyed and all this stuff. Well, here I am now. So there's always going to be hate when you try to fill a void. And I think that's because most people see the void. They just don't have the courage to fill it themselves.
Yeah, and people have that void inside themselves. And Brandon and myself and you, we're all here as examples to all of you out there. That void in you can be filled very easily. If you never tell a lie, you don't have to remember anything. And if you just listen to the truth that is inside your soul, that's all you need.
Oh, and it's screaming. It's screaming since the day you can think, man. And they beat it the hell out of you with the TV and the propaganda media and all of this stuff. All right, so we got 2 minutes left. Let's get a final comment from Brandon. That's the point with Brandon. They're trying to destroy him right now as he's really getting popular and his videos are going viral. They just banned him from commerce on Venmo and PayPal. I sadly hate to have to report this, but I think they're probably going to come for his YouTube next, folks. So now's the time to support Brandon more than ever before they go for the throat. So final comment, Brandon.
Yeah, you guys can find me at That's the Point with Brandon on YouTube, but I have That's the Point with Brandon.com up right now. Where you can get these shirts, and these shirts are American-made, printed here in the United States.
What about that hat? Company. Is that hat there too?
This hat is through AmericanTriggerPullers.com.
All right, I didn't know if that was one that you were making too. But
but they're military-owned.
The Point with Brandon.com?
Yeah, That's the Point with Brandon.com. When you can, while it's still up, I had to remove the PayPal way to pay, but you could still pay through the Wix. So hopefully that holds up for right now. I am searching for other avenues of how to go
about. Keep us updated on this. That's the point with Brandon.com, folks, because I hate to have to report this, folks, but you know they want to take his YouTube channel down. He's way too popular. Just in under a year, I think he's gotten over 100,000 subscribers, and that's probably with the shadow banning. Brandon, God bless you, man. Thanks for coming on. Frank, I got 30 seconds left. Final comment.
Hey, Brandon, man, I just want to say congratulations on getting banned from PayPal and Venmo. I mean, that it's like they used to say, hey, when in the entertainment business, if you got sued, you made it. You made it, bro. You know, it's like you went up another.
It's like a Purple Heart in media or something, you know, getting your channels revoked and not engaging in commerce because you're a thought criminal. All right. Great stuff. Today's show was a damn hurricane, folks. And it's not going to stop over the weekend. I got multiple events coming up. I hope I see you this weekend. You stay classy, Info Warriors.